This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Refugees in Poland fleeing the war in Ukraine and say that they have mixed feelings about the talks between Russia and Ukraine. We get more from AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
President Volodymyr Zelensky says the signals they are hearing from the talks are positive. Natalia Yanikova is a Ukrainian who lives in the U.S. but was visiting Ukraine when the war started. She says the talks are necessary, but...
As the history shows, Russians never keep their word. And it would be... I really cannot predict what the outcome of that will be.
Tatiana Parminska is a refugee from Chernihiv. She says, I hope for peace because we have no strength anymore. Children are suffering, and our city and everything. And then we need to restore everything. So that's why we needed to stop. President Zelensky says sovereignty and territorial integrity of Ukraine must be guaranteed.
That is AP correspondent Ed Donahue reporting. And what appeared to be a coordinated action to tackle Russian espionage, at least four European allies say that they are expelling dozens of Russian diplomats. The expulsions announced on Tuesday come against a backdrop of relations between Russia and the West Bank that have been plunged into a deep freeze following Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. The Netherlands said it was expecting and expelling 17 Russians who it described as intelligence officers masquerading as diplomats. Belgium said it was ejecting 21 Russians. The Czech Republic gave one Russian diplomat 72 hours to leave the country, while Ireland told four senior Russian officials to